الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية، واجعل ما نفعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم، واجعله حجة لنا وليست علينا، واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، وبارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى allow us to coming together to listen and benefit from the wisdom of the story in Quran. And we said every messenger and prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give it to us in Quran just to hear it like that or to read it like that, but to learn and gain wisdom. And it's always a message, because the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do things, it never will be changed. The way of Allah always the same. What's the last prophet we talk about it so far? Sulaiman alayhi salam. After Sulaiman alayhi salam, it was a time like any another time. The deen of Allah, people start forgetting, and you go back to where you are. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, he built something called Haykal Sulaiman. Or they call it Haykal Sulaiman. You can call it like a huge palace, but not ordinary palace. It's almost like a place of worship. Because at the time of Bani Israel, they cannot worship anywhere they want. It has to be a designated places for worship. By this way, if you want to worship, if you want to make salah, you have to go to your own mihrab. Mihrab is almost like your own confined place, your own exclusion place. By this way, you will be completely in seclusion, but you have to be in this specific place. And before that, it used to be called Sawma. And Sawma is similar. Because Sawma is almost like, you know, a place almost like a, you know, a room, a round piece like a room, with only one entrance, and that's it. No window, no nothing. No, nothing. And you sit down and worship Allah. If you are like a big worshiper, maybe this place will be big. But again, the more people used to be pious, the more they used to have these places built in a mountain or built in certain places. Anyway, after some time, the whole thing become corrupted. And Bani Israel went back again to do mischief and forget what the advice of Allah and the rule of Allah. Unlike normal, many rulers take place and causing a lot of mischief against them. By this way, at this time, Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis, was running under different ruler. For how many years? For many hundred of years. How many exactly? It varied from 200 to 300 to 400 to 500 according to different report. By this way, approximately, I can say, according to what I gather so far, average between 600 to 800 years before Zakaria alayhi salam. During this time, it was some pious people, and people have dispute. They were a messenger or they were just a pious people. One of them called Daniel, and another one, Armia. Now, we're not going to go through it now. We might be going back to them later on when we talk about the stories in Quran. Because some story in Quran related to some stuff like that, but is not related to messenger and prophet specific. Today we're going to go to Zakaria alayhi salam. Zakaria alayhi salam, who is Zakaria? Zakaria, he's the son of David, but different David, because later on we have before that another David, which is the father of Sulaiman. But Zechariah is not the son of David, the father of Dawood alayhi salam. No. Zechariah ibn Dawood, ibn Muslim, ibn Sadduq, and go all the way to Sulaiman ibn Dawood. Meaning he go to the seed of Sulaiman, the son of Dawood. What he used to do, he was a carpenter. And one of his quality, he has no money. He do not save no money for tomorrow. He have faith in Allah. And he was married. Married to whom? Married to the sister of Maryam alayhi salam. The old sister of Maryam, bint Imran, the daughter of a man called Imran. Who's Imran? Imran was a big scholar of Bani Israel, and he was working in the Haikal, Haikal Sulaiman. You can call it Haikal Sulaiman in the time of Zakaria as a college of the scholar, like Azhar University. Like Medina University, a place of worship and a place to gain knowledge, where all the scholars are. And Maryam alayhi salam, her father was Imran, was a very pious scholar from Bani Israel. At this time, we have to go back to something very important. At this time, Bani Israel did not do mischief only in earth with each other. No, they do mischief against Allah. Now he's starting insulting Allah. They said, Allah is so stingy. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Allah, he do not like to give. Allah, his hand is so tight. And this is why Allah, after that, cursing them of what they say. After all what Allah gave it to them over the years, look what they said about Allah. And actually, if you read their own books today, you cannot really read it. I advise you, is a tape in the market called The Other Side of Israel. Remind me to get it for you. Oh, you have it? Make a copy and let them see it. It's beautiful. Because actually one of the main pillars of Bani Israel, astaghfirullah al-azim, may Allah forgive us, is he said after Allah created the earth, he cannot rule the earth. He was so tired. He doesn't know what to do. And he gave the advice to their own scholar. And their own scholar have more qualities than Musa alayhi salam. This why Allah chose their own ruling to be in the hand of their own scholar, not according to what Musa said. Is anything new? No. They always do that. And we will see it now. We will see it in a very basic way. By this way, who is Zakaria? Will be related to whom? To Maryam. Okay? Now, and also one of the quality of Zakaria, he was always thank Allah. Always in a state of thanks to Allah. Now, the mother of Maryam at this time, okay? The mother of Maryam at this time, the young one, was pregnant. And before she get pregnant, she asked Allah, "Oh Allah, whatever in my belly is belong to you. I make it a hiba." Hiba meaning completely devoted for you. And she was a woman, cannot have children. For many years crying to Allah, asking Allah, "I want a child. And this child to be devoted for you, I will send him to the Haikal to be scholar. And only to be devoted for you, Ya Allah." What we learn from that? She did not want a boy for her own self. She did not want boy because she wants to show up to the people she has a boy. She do not want a boy to just running with him like chicken without head and just doing nothing. Without any goal in life. And just toys and playing and that's it. No. She want a boy to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be, not only to serve. She wants a boy to be purely to Allah. She asked Allah to give her a boy purely to Allah. Meaning nobody else belonged to this boy except Allah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and He give her Maryam. Once she have it in the time of delivery, she said, "Oh Allah, I know the boy is not like a girl, but you know what I want, and she's belong to you." This why later on when we talk about Isa alayhi salam, of what the mother of Maryam want, Allah fulfill it in the Maryam present by His own will. Because she want a seed to serve Allah. And according to the sunnah of Allah, no messenger or prophet a female. And she wants in the meantime this female to be pure to Allah. By this way, she has two requests. The whatever in her belly to be purely to Allah and to be the seed of the messenger or prophet of the seed of Ali Yaqub alayhi salam. Now, because she is a pious woman, Allah accepts her prayer. But in the meantime, destiny has written a female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over any destiny. Can you see it now how it come? By this way, with the will of Allah in the future, He will bring from the seed of the female a prophet to complete whom? the dua and a prayer of this pious woman. Why we talk about that when we start talking about Zechariah? Because we have to know the sequence, what's happening. Now Zechariah, after the woman have the boy, her father died, Imran. The girl, Maryam, after she had birth, her mother gave her birth, her father died. Who is the father, you remember? The scholar in the Haikal Sulaiman. The mother went because of the relationship with Zechariah and also Zechariah, and she gave it the girl. Would she give him what? Maryam, to take care about her, to become a kafil. A kafil, like, you know, the taker, the one who take care about the girl instead of the father, the guardian. The scholar of Bani Israel, they make a big noise. No. You cannot do that. We have right like you have right. We have to make referee and see who will take the girl. Zechariah alayhi salam, as a man with this quality, he kept his mouth shut and he kept quiet with good manner. They said, okay, we're going to bring a cup and we're going to bring pencil, like piece of wood, like a pencil side, and each person write his own name. And we're going to put it in a cup. And we're going to bring a boy, a very young boy. And we tell the boy, go pick up one piece. Whoever he picked up, this is the one, he will be the guardian of Maryam. Look again, what he will do. The boy go, according to their own aspect, he go pick up the pencil from all the pencil. It was Zechariah alayhi salam. They said, excuse me, something wrong. We have to repeat it. Okay, repeat it. What are we going to do? We take the pencil and we go to the river. And all of us throw the pens or the pencil in the river. Whoever flowed to the opposite direction of the river, he's the one. Okay. Everybody goes, Zechariah take his pencil, throw it in the river. All of them go to the current of the river, except Zechariah go to the opposite of the river. No, something wrong. We have to repeat it the third time. What happened? They said, no, we have to repeat it, and we decided whoever his pencil go to the current of the river, he's the one, he will take it. Because he saw everybody going to the river. Look at the Qudra of Allah now. All their pencil go to the opposite current of the river, and the pencil of Sulaiman go to the current of the river. Zechariah. Can you see? Can you see Bani Israel what they did? But they forget something. They plot and plan on whatever they want. What is written is written. What is written is written. Now Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted the dua of her mother. From her childhood, nobody touched her. Nobody come near her. She has her own place to pray, and she always in a state of praying. Always. Always alone in a state of praying. Who take care about her? But who take care about her? Who will be the guardian? Zechariah. Now Zechariah, every time he enter, he find food. This food, he know, he's the one, he's a guardian. This food is not belong to the town. And it's fresh. And is not belong to the climate. And is not belong to the season. Three conditions It make him surprised. Where she get this food from? He asked her, "Oh Maryam, where do you get this food from?" She said, "Huwa min indillah." This food is from Allah. Allah provide whom He want from nowhere He can understand or imagine. Time after time, time after time, Zakariya came something in his heart. He always want a boy. Zakariya alayhi salam, he's late. He's in the late 90. Scholar said at this time it was 95 to 98. His wife never have a child. An old woman too. Look at this. The mother of Maryam was never have a child. And her sister never have a child. And wonder what happened. One day, when he was visiting her and he saw the food, something came in his heart. But before we go, before we go through that, is what Zakariya at this time doing? He was inviter to Allah. He was acting as a messenger to Allah to care about Bani Israel and give him some advice and teach them. Also, before I forget, when the mother of Maryam put Maryam as a baby, the moment of delivery, what she said? She said, "Ya Allah, Ya Rahamkumullah. And also I ask you, Allah, and I seek refuge in you, to protect her and her provision and generation from the devil." By this way, the devil never touched Maryam. Every son of Adam come to get born, the time of delivery, the boy will cry. From Islamic point of view, do you know why the baby cry? Because the devil try to kick him, try to penetrate, and the baby cry. Except Maryam alayhi salam and her son later on Isa alayhi salam. Little bit about Maryam before we go to what happened to Zakariya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Maryam, He said, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ. The angel said, "O Mary, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Allah, He purify you. وَطَهَّرَكِ. He choose you and He purify you. وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And He choose you from all the women on earth. Ya Maryam, O Mary, اقنتي لربك. Always be in a state of worship to Allah. Wasjudi and prostrate. Warkai مع الراكعين. ذلك من أنباء الغيب. This is from the unseen knowledge. We revealed it to you. You was not there in the time when they put their pen, try to get who is going to take care about Maryam. At this time, like I said, Zakariya alayhi salam, when he asked about the food and all that, he said, "What about me? I make dua to Allah. I want a boy." The they said in here why he chose to make dua at this moment. Of what he see, he felt is a very blessing time, in a blessing place with this woman. Something with this woman make this place so holy, so close to Allah. At this time he asked, Ya Allah, I want a boy. Allah accept his dua. And the way Allah accepted the dua, he said it in Quran. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب. إن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين. O Zakaria, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give you the good news. Yahya, a boy, and already have a name. It never was in a history. Not only that, and who will be? His name is Yahya. Musaddiqan bi kalimatin min Allah. And he will accept it, the word of Allah. Who is the word of Allah? Isa alayhi salam. And wasayyidan, and he will be a ruler of his own people. Wahasura, and he never touched nobody. وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and a messenger, and among the pious people. At this time he asked, O Rabbi, قَالَ رَبِّ اِجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً, give me a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. The sign is your tongue cannot talk. You will be unable to talk for 3 days. Except with your hand make sign. And this three day, just worship Allah and thank Him and do tasbih bukratan wa ashiyya. And he continued. What we learn from here? We learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide whom He want by His own will. We know the value of the person when he gets closer to Allah, what Allah can do for him. The rule and the condition is not belong to this earth. It belong to Allah. Allah can allow it to happen. Allah can erase it. But the faith. Now Yahya, again, was the first time in earth. Never anybody knew this name before. Where is this name coming from? Scholar said, Yahya coming from verb in Arabic, Haya, or Hay, meaning from Haya, from life. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make His mother womb alive by having her pregnant after she was having no way to be pregnant. Also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He elevated him in the earth with his iman and piety. And we will see it. And to be guider to other as a messenger. And also Allah said, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashirka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qabla samiyya. This boy with this name, we will never have somebody like him before. A unique one. This is just a gift for you. This you find it in Surah Al-Imran, verse 39, 41, 40, until almost 45, 46. And also he give him the upper in elevation, in knowledge, in piety. He will not be anger easy. Meaning, he really give him a lot of good quality. Who's Yahya alayhi salam? He will be? Huh? No, I'm talking about from relative point of view. Now, at this time, who get pregnant to? Maryam. We're not going to go about her story now, because it will be coming alone with Isa alayhi salam. But Maryam, she gets the news from Allah and the story of the angel. We're going to go through it when we come to the story of Maryam and Isa. But at this time, now, the wife of Zakaria and Maryam is pregnant. And in some report, the mother of Yahya, she used to say to the mother of Maryam, to Maryam, I feel and I know is the one in my belly will be prostrating to the one in your belly. Don't forget, at this time, prostrating to each other, tashrif, sajdat tashrif, meaning prostrate of elevation, from respect. It was allowed until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yahya alayhi salam, he never disobeyed Allah even one time. None. And he never even think about coming closer to a woman. Never. And said al-hasur, meaning one of his quality, the one he surrender himself with the obedience of Allah and he's away from the disobedience of Allah. And also one of the dua, وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. Zakaria also make dua for him, وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. Meaning, oh Allah, make him also content. And in here also, رَضِيَّ, it has different meaning in here. Meaning, and oh Allah, make him, do not come closer to any, even, you know, like news, of some committing sins. You know, like sometime, you know, you make a gossip and you said this person did something such and such, and it live with the person, even if the person did not do it. No, Yahya alayhi salam, not even anybody dare to talk to about him at all. This Yahya alayhi salam in the beginning of his life. Now, Yahya alayhi salam, he grew up. And what Allah said about him in Quran. Ya Yahya. O Yahya. خذ الكتاب بقوة. Take the book with strength. Again, in here is a wisdom. He tell him, خذ الكتاب بقوة. Take what I reveal to you with strength. وآتيناه الحكم صبيا. And we give him the status of his knowledge and status in the community when he was a boy. Not as a man like everybody else in authority. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. And we will make you a very warm kind to everybody. وَزَكَاتًا. Meaning, we will make you always belong to us, completely devoted to us. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّ. And he was very, very pious and very fearful of Allah. And we'll explain it. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And kind and patient with his parents and generous to them in a state of obedience. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he will never be oppressor or in a state of sins. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ. And peace on you the day you have been giving birth. Imagine who give him salam? Allah. Allah give him salam in the day his mother give him birth. ويوم يموت, and the day he will die. ويوم يبعث حيا, and the day he will be resurrected. They said, when he was a boy, very young boy, another boy came to him and said, Yahya, let's go play. He said, ما للعب خلقت. I did not been created to play. Go. When he was a tiny boy. When he grew up later on, just before I forget, Yahya alayhi salam one time walking with Isa alayhi salam. We are now not talking about Isa because we're talking about Yahya. But actually both of them came in a very short time, because the difference between their birth is only a couple of months. And one time they walk and Yahya, he asked Isa, Isa, ask Allah to forgive me. You are better than me. Isa alayhi salam tell him, no, you make dua for me. Yahya tell him why. He tell Isa alayhi salam, he tell him, you are better than me. I, the day I give, Allah give me birth, I make salam over myself. And you, Allah choose you and give you salam for you. And both of them know the level of each other. What we take from that is whatever who you are. Even Isa alayhi salam, in certain way, he has higher state than Yahya. But in meantime, everyone respect each other. It's very important to know how to respect each other. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said about him, Yahya alayhi salam, he's Sayyid Ahlil Jannah. Sayyid Shabab Ahlil Jannah. He is the leader of the young people in paradise. Who else will be? Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. The sons of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the sons of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima. Who else? And Isa alayhi salam. All of them. Now, some of the quality of Yahya alayhi salam also. Yahya alayhi salam, he used to cry a lot from the fear of Allah. To the point they said he has two grooves from crying. Meaning when you look at his face, it's two grooves, dark two grooves from crying of the fear of Allah. Even when he was a young boy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, عينان لا تمسهما النار. عين بكت من خشية الله وعين باتت تحرس في سبيل الله. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الأعين الباكية يا رب العالمين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, two eyes, hellfire will not touch them. And eyes cry from the fear of Allah. And an eyes working in the path of Allah. And he never eat like the way we eat. He always eat grass or leaves. And he was afraid to be partner with the animal and the bird. He used to wait until everybody eat and he will eat. And he never joined anybody for food as a human being. He always alone most of the time. Even if animal eat, he used to wait until they finish eating completely and he takes the leftover of their eating. His father and mother one time, Zakariya alayhi salam, look for him after 3 days. He find him stay in a river. Nahr al-Urdun, the river of Jordan, and sit crying, so deeply crying. They went, tried to calm him down. He talked to them about why he crying. The two parents sit down with him and keep weeping too and crying. From what he told them. And what he said at this time, when they ask him why all this crying, he said, the people of Jannah, they do not sleep. Of the pleasure of what they are living with it and for it. How me now sleep? If they are so pleased with what they have in their heart in Jannah, I should have the same pleasure of Allah now. And he used to cry to Allah, afraid he doesn't have it. Another time they look for him, they cannot find him. Wonder what happened. He opened a ground and he making a grave. And he lying down in the grave and crying. And they ask him again, why? He said, I do not know where I will be if I die. This Yahya alayhi salam. Again, he never have a house. He never owned money. He never owned anything. He never have a clothing. What he used to do, when he see a dead animal, he took the ladder of the dead animal and sew it together and make it as his own cover. And he will not join anyone in food or shelter or clothing. At this time, believe it or not, you have to know, Bani Israel at this time, they used to live in luxury and they used to have very fancy clothing. By this way, do not think they do not have, no, they have. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't give us the highest example of what? Surrender to Allah and submission to Allah and fear of Allah and love of Allah completely. You remember what we said about Quran? If you look at Quran, you will find. Just yesterday we talked about Sulaiman and what he got. Today what we're talking about? Yahya and what he doesn't have. He doesn't have nothing. By this way, he always content. He always remember Allah. He always in a state of crying. He always a state of fearing. And he always state of love. All his status always in his heart most of the time. Or all the time. One of the ulama, one of the scholar of Muslim, one time he has a gathering. I like what he said, very beautiful. His name, Abi Idris al-Khawlani. Abi Idris al-Khawlani, one time he was a big scholar sitting in a gathering and he said, do you want me to tell you who among mankind he eats the best food? Who among mankind eats the best food? Everybody's watching, waiting to hear who among mankind eating the best food. We know how we're going to think. He said, Yahya alayhi salam, his food was just grass. He eats the best food. And everybody was looking at him. And the scholar said, why he eats the best food? He eats the best food because he eats a food nobody's looking at it. Nobody running after. And he went after that reply. Is what Yahya alayhi salam eat changes the status between him and Allah? Is what he dress change his status between me, him and Allah? Is the way he live change the status between him and Allah? Is the opposite. Because Allah do not look to the way we dress, the way we eat, the way we living. Allah checking our heart and what we doing. By this way, the scholar, he think from his knowledge, the best food you eat is the one make you closer to Allah. By this way, Yahya alayhi salam, he eat the best food was make him closer to Allah. What food we eat today make us closer to Allah more than Yahya? This is like we need really at this moment to stop and think where we are. Because at this day, we always think about the opposite. My level in a community according what I dress, what I'm eating, how my house look like, how I look like physically. And I never think about my connection to Allah. We worry about the way we look to other. And look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to give us example. We worry about our shape and color. What we should be. Imagine what we should be. We should be according to what Allah wants to give us. And this inshaAllah should allow us and help us to remember this is example. Allah do not lift it to us in Quran just like that. For wisdom Allah know. He never have a wife. He never even thinking about one. Not because he doesn't have. Actually, according to the report, he was very pretty or handsome man. Very good looking. He have all his strength. But he do not want to have anyone to share anything with him belong to Allah. He do not want to lose a moment of his heart for anyone rather than Allah. And today we're selling Allah for a husband or a wife or a kid or a house or a car or a situation. And we forget who we're supposed to be belong to and the ultimate loyalty to whom. One time Yahya alayhi salam, he asked Isa alayhi salam, he asked him, advise me. He tell him, don't be angry. He said, please ask me something easy. Give me an easy advice. This is very tough. Imagine Yahya alayhi salam and tell him this stuff. He tell him, don't save money. He said, this easy. I do not do it. Don't save money. I do not know if I tell you this story or not. I'm going to give it to you now and remind me with it to give it in a time of Isa alayhi salam. Because actually this not belong to Yahya, but belong to Isa. Isa alayhi salam, one time he was walking and he has three people with him. And he sent one of them and he said, go get us some bread from the market. He went and he got the bread. At this time when the man came with the bread, some of them was worshipping or making prayer. All of a sudden they turn around, they find one bread is missing. Now, Isa alayhi salam, he has his two companions with him. Now one bread is missing. He said, who eat the bread? Nobody said. Now it has to be one of them. He said, I'm a messenger. I can know, but I like to hear it, please, just for my knowledge. Who eat the bread? Nobody said. He was walking, and Isa alayhi salam, he saw a young deer. He said, deer, come here. The deer came. Be barbecued right away. The deer become barbecued in the front of their eyes. Nobody do anything. A live deer coming in the front of them become barbecued. They eat from it. And after they eat from it, Isa alayhi salam said to the deer, get up and go run to your mom again. Now the deer go get up again live and run to his mom. And he said to the two companions, with the sign and the miracle Allah allow you to see it, tell me who eats the bread. We didn't do it. He said, okay. He went and he was crossing a river. One man left, one man left. The man left with him. He took him with his hand and he walked in the river, in the water. He said to him, with the power of Allah, the one that allow you to walk in the top of the water, who eats the bread? He said, it's not me. And he knew who eats the bread. Now, when he went back to the land, he went to an area was full of sand. He went and he make two like a small two pyramid of sand in the ground. Two small like pile or, you know, small tiny mountain of sand in the ground. And he said, be gold. It become gold. He said, one for me, one for whom eat the bread. He said, it's me. I don't know who eat it. He said, oh Allah, how is dunya changing the heart of mankind? All the sign he see did not change his heart. Once he give him gold, you know, look at dunya. And this reminds me of another story also in the time of Isa alayhi salam. Is one time he has also another two companions. And he was divided by some time. Some of the companions left. And after a while, he meet a group of people. And he said to the companion, do you know what happened to these people? Let me tell you what happened. This was a three traveler. The three traveler was traveling when they sit down to rest. When they sit down to rest, they find a treasure. They said, let's divide the treasure by three. They said, okay. But in the meantime, we are hungry. One of us go to the village, get us food. One of them volunteer, go get the food. When the one person volunteer went to get the food, the two, they said, look, we divided the treasure into three. What about divided into two? And me, I gain more, and you gain more. He said, how? He said, once our friend come, we kill him. And that's it. The gold will be for us. He said, wallahi, it's a good idea. In meantime, the one in the market, he said, I'm working for whom? Why I do that? I buy a little bit of poison, put it in the food, and let them eat. And I get everything. Now, once he arrived to his friend with the food, they kill him. After they kill him immediately, now they are relaxed, they sit down eating. Both of them died. And now Isa alayhi salam was walking by with his companion. And when they ask him, what happened? He said, this is dunya. This is a life worthy things you're running after and what it do to people. They fight each other over it, and in the end they die like not even a dog. Isa alayhi salam, we know he been elevated to Allah, and Yahya alayhi salam, he get murdered. How Yahya alayhi salam get murdered? Yahya alayhi salam, he was a messenger, he advised people, and one day a king in Dimashq, in Syria area, he was wanted to marry a woman not belong to him, meaning a forbidden woman in their own constitution at this time. And Yahya alayhi salam tell him, you cannot marry her. She was so pretty and she really wants the king. She keep doing her own game until she gets the king. But she feel very bad of what he did to her, Yahya, of not allow her to marry the king. At this time, when a king used to be happy, he used to ask me. And whatever you ask for, I give it to you. She said, I want the head of Yahya. He said, anything else? She said, no. He sent a group of people, Yahya alayhi salam, in his own prayer, in her own place, mihrab, they cut his head off and they bring it to her. The day they do that, the following day, the earth is open and swallow all of them. And what in the town of what they done? Another story, because all this story is not authentic exactly, is Yahya alayhi salam. We said before he was a handsome person and no any woman came closer to him. One time he was doing his message when a very, a cold girl or whatever, a woman selling herself, we call it in Arabic baghiya, like prostitute. But she was very famous and she was very, very pretty. She won him. We know Yahya alayhi salam. Wonder what happened. Time go by and the king of the town, he won her. And one day they have a festival. She said, I give you myself, but I want the head of Yahya. But this is a true story, but the same ending. The earth is swollen and it destroyed all of them of what they done to Yahya alayhi salam. Look at Bani Israel, what they did. Bani Israel, what they did, when they heard that, they said, if these people did that, we have to get his father. Imagine. They always running after messenger and prophet. Zakaria alayhi salam, he tried to fled from them, or to flee from them. And with the will of Allah, a tree opened. He went inside the tree closed. The devil, Shaitan, he pulled his clothes and he let a piece out. The people who want to kill him, they came and they said, we burn the tree. They said, no, let's sow it with a saw. And they sow it with Zakaria alayhi salam inside. Sure. They cut him in half. By this way, his son, his head cut off, and Zakaria alayhi salam in half. We can see also is people who are so close to Allah always end it was. You see? Now, something very important we have to share it with you is a hadith, a report by Yahya alayhi salam. And this report is a very beautiful report. And this by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded Yahya, the son of Zakariya, by 5 words, to do the right of these 5 words, and to command Bani Israel to implement this 5 words. And almost he was going to delay it. When Isa alayhi salam asked him, if you do not do it, I will do it. And he said, no, I will do it. I'm afraid if I delay it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will torture me. What is the 5 words? Yahya alayhi salam, he gathered Bani Israel in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Jerusalem, until the whole mosque was full. Everybody was there. And he started speaking. What he said? He said, O Bani Israel, Inna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, he command me by 5 words, and he command me to do among these 5 words, and he command you to implement what he command me to implement. أولهما, the first word is أن تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا. To worship Allah and do not associate partner with Allah. Because the example of the person who associated with Allah is the example of a slave. Go to the market with his own money, buying a slave, meaning a slave to Allah, going to the market, buying a slave in his life with his own money. Take him to his home and tell him, work for me. And every time he come home, he find him working for the neighbor. Who among you like his own servant to work for other rather than him? Do you like it? For this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he create you, he give you provision, and he ask you, do not associate partner with Allah. Before we leave in this point, I have to remind me and remind you. Today, the majority of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of shirk, and all kind of shirk, meaning partner with Allah, and even some of it in the great shirk. Because one of Allah's attribute and quality, he's a ruler, meaning I supposed to be ruled by the command of Allah, meaning whatever Allah tell me to do, I do. Whatever Allah tell me not to do, not to do. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised me to do, I do. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised me not to do, not to do. What the majority of people today, they worship themselves, or where they worship a wife or a husband or a daughter or a kid or money or a job or a car or something. When a time coming to really worship Allah, they're not in a state of worship at all. At all, period. Even when they worship, like pray, they go actually as a routine. Just routine, not worship. They do because the neighbor, because the community, something. For gathering, in Ramadan sometime, Jum'ah sometime. By this way, unless you do worship with the right of worship, it will not be a worship. Meaning you have to worship the one you worship before you worship, and you have to worship the one you worship after worship. You do not worship, or you do not do ritual part-time only, and your whole life is among your desire and what please you. This is not Islam at all. We call it shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Allah will forgive all the sin except the shirk. Also, we have the shirk of fear. Fear of tomorrow. What happened to my house? What happened to my money? What happened to my husband? What happened to my wife? What happened to my daughter? What happened to my son? What happened to the future? All is shirk. Because the future in the hand of Allah. The one provide today, he will take care about you tomorrow. And does anybody know if he living until tomorrow? What about the shirk of love? I love my wife, I love my kids, I love my house, I love... You love whatever you have of material status to the point it make you forget Allah. By this way, the most of your status of the heart belong to whom you love is a state of shirk. It just is, I'm just giving it to you as a quick reminder. Where is your love? So it was to be for Allah. Where is your fear? Only from Allah. Where is your devotion to Allah? What about tomorrow? Belong to Allah. I have no right to think about it. And rely completely and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what else? He said, وَآمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ. And I command you to do salah. By this way, sometimes people think what we're doing is only belong to us. No, what we're doing belong to us and was belong to all the nation before us. And what he said after that. O Bani Israel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you go for salah, Allah, he look at you face to face. Don't swing your face from Allah. Don't swing your face from Allah. Call iltifat. And in here in Islam, we have to understand. You have two iltifat. You have two swing. Physical swing and a heart swing. You can be standing toward Qibla. Your face is not moving, but your heart is moving. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he enters the masjid and he finds a man just doing like this in the middle of salah, just like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if his heart was devoted to Allah, his body will be devoted to Allah. By the way, I see sometimes people do like this in salah, or like this, or like this, or scratching, or, you know, straightening the clothes. All this meaning your heart is not connected to Allah. If your heart connected to Allah, none of this action around you will matter to you at all. I know all of us, and I'm first of all among you, is a sinner in that. Because we're living in a very, very tragic time in our life, which our iman is so weak. But I have to report what I have to report. Even if a fly, something came, leave it alone. Only you move if something dangerous you. Like a snake, it will bite you, a scorpion, or a fire will hurt you. Something, animal will attack you. And otherwise, you have no reason and you will be questioned about that. And according even to school of thought of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, more than three motion in your salah is batal. You have to repeat it. And the scholar, even some of them dispute, is the three motion containing the motion of the heart? Inshallah, if Allah allow me, I will talk about that, about what kind of salah we have and if my salah is good or not. One of the reasons to know if your salah is good, if you can comprehend what you say. But if you remember too many things in salah and not salah, your salah is out. Meaning your heart is too far. You need to do a lot of dhikr. You need to do a lot of crying to Allah, a lot of connection to Allah, to train yourself to only think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this do not come overnight. It takes a lot of trying, day and night, a lot of sincerity. And he said, وَآمُرُكُمْ بِالصِّيَامِ. Number three. فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent to a man, and he has a grab. He has like a small leather case full of misk, full of perfume. And a thief is running after them, him. And when they coming closer to him, he said, take it. Take it and leave me alone. He said, the breath of the fasting person like the mask the man have in his belonging. And وَآمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. And I command you with charity. And the example of that, like a man been captured by his enemy. They tied his hand and they ready to cut his head off. He said, can I lead you to a treasure I have and let me free? They said, yes. He said, this is an example of a person who do charity. He saved his neck from hellfire. And the fifth one, وَآمُرُكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And I command you of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the remember of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the example of a man, his enemy running after him, until he came to a point when he see a castle. He went to the castle, he closed the door too tight, and he saved himself from the enemy by staying in the castle, and they cannot penetrate to him. He said, similar to that, the person who, in a state of dhikr, he saved himself from his enemy, shaitan. And he become in the castle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this moment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and I command you with extra five. Meaning, I will add five to the five Allah ask Yahya alayhi salam to add. What is the five? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he command us by five. I command you with jama'ah, to be in a state of group. Wa sama', and listen. Wa ta'a, obedience. Wa hijra, and immigration for sabilillah. Wa jihad, struggle in the path of Allah. Fa inna man kharaja anil jama'ah, whoever get out of the group equivalent to this qaidaship, a hand, what do you call it? Hand, like when the distance of a hand is banned, okay? Is like the example of taking out the chain of Islam out of his chest. Meaning, the identity of Islam has been out of you. Unless he go back to the jama'ah. And whoever do or advise other of an ignorant state, meaning like custom and habit and innovation, he will be among the dust and the rocks of Jahannam, the hellfire. A man came and he get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, even if the man pray and fast, he said, even if the man pray and fast and claim he is a Muslim, ادعوا المسلمين بأسمائهم. Call the Muslim with their name and do not do what the people of Jahiliyyah ignorant does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call you Muslim and he call you the mu'mineen, the slave of Allah. Meaning Allah choose you to submit to him, and he call you the submission one. And he call you the believer. Believe and slave to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, this hadith, believe it or not, I consider it one of the gathering of the pillar of Islam and a pillar of our situation. One will tell me today, what about us today? Which jama'ah, which group we will follow? A scholar have dispute. What's the meaning jama'ah at this time? Because jama'ah meaning the group of the Muslim. Meaning, I will explain it to you in a step by step. If today a person appointed by the Muslim, by the majority of Muslim, and being appointed as the Khalifa, you have to join. It's a must, it's an obligation. If you are traveling, you elect an emir, a responsible person over you, and you're implementing shura, the way the companion does. If you're going to Hajj, you should have a man appointed in a group as an emir, and you listen and you obey unless he command you with something wrong or against Allah. What about all this group and sect we have today as a Muslim? In this 2000 year, a scholar said, follow Quran and Sunnah and what has been reported according to the group of Muslim. And this is good. What about if I do not find something like that? Or which group I follow? Some group today, they said we have to follow one of us. This is according to my understanding is a little bit dangerous. Why? Because the moment you enter to any fold of any group, the group claim it is the only one will be selected. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, my ummah in the end of time will be divided into 73 sects. All of them in hellfire, except a group. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, who is the group? He said, whatever I am having in my life and my companion. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Whoever I have been living with it and my companion. By this way today, I say, the more you get closer to the pure sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without label, without group, without hizbiyya, meaning without sect, without saying I'm the one, and try to be calling to the group, always calling to the unity. Don't call for division. Call for unity by any mean. Unless you see, if you live, until you see an emir, a pious emir, or a person really commanding according to Allah and the Sunnah purely, join. If you see any problem, get away. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith he said about the time of fitna, he said, alaykum bil jama'ah. Be with the group. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, if we do not find, he repeated, alaykum bil jama'ah, and he repeated again. A man get up again and said, what about if we do not find? He said, alaykum bil jama'ah, again, third time. He said, oh Rasulullah, what about if we do not find? He said, alayka bi jiz'i shajara. Go and find a trunk of a tree. Hold tight to it until you die. What it mean? Meaning, if you do not find the group, if you do not find the group, if you do not find the group, Be by yourself and do not involve with other, and save yourself from all other, you know, innovation and all problem. What the scholar said today, if you are a knowledgeable person and you know what Allah wants from you, and you have enough knowledge, and you did your duty, and you try to do da'wah, and you try to do involving in spreading rights, and you did what you have, and you fearing, you can fear of your own iman, get away. But if you are ignorant person, you do not have knowledge, you have to look for somebody or some group of people who follow Quran and Sunnah, and you have to listen and obey. By this way, you cannot be in insulation, or you cannot be in isolation, and you cannot be in seclusion unless you really did all your duty, or you feel and you fear you can damage your own iman. At this time, you have to do immigration. And let me tell you something. According to this hadith and many report of what Allah said in Quran, you have to do one or two or three times in your life immigration, one way or another. But sometimes we do not understand it. Immigration is, for example, you have a life and you have a problem, and something really hold you tight from being a Muslim, you have to immigrate. Your parents push you to be out of Islam, you have to get away. Even if you are your parents, the locality, the people, the wife, the husband, the kids, the job, the money, the title, the house, whatever it is can lock you out and hold you tight from your journey to Allah, you have to migrate to whatever it can be good for you. What is the main lesson we learn today? We learn today the most important lesson is the whole life and what it contains is not worth it. And the most important part in our life is our heart. And how is the heart to be pure and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely devoted to Allah? What else we learn? We learn how from the example of Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, is what we have to do. We cannot look to other. Today, one of the diseases we inherited. What about mommy? What about daddy? What about the people? What about my neighbor? What about my relative? What about my uncle? What about my aunt? What about... But nobody said, what about Allah? You see? We worry and fear about everybody except Allah. We love to please everybody except Allah. We're ready to drop everything because I have a guest, or I have a relative, or I have somebody. No. My loyalty from the beginning to the end to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody can get upset, but I will not make Allah upset. Doesn't mean I be harsh. No. But once it coming to my own territory, my own life, I should save my own life to be purely to Allah the maximum I can. And any given time, my brother and sister, look for those who do good activity toward Allah without label, purely to Allah according to Quran and Sunnah, and join. If you do not find, you act like the one and gather the people around you. And always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among those who are helping others to unite toward Allah and to unite toward each other, not to deceive each other or divide each other, because this is common today, without mentioning any name or any groups or any ideology or any name and sect and group. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And at this time, the only thing can save us, sincerity. Sincerity is the core. Truthful to Allah is the core. Purely to Allah is the core. Without it, Even if you are the most ignorant person and you're sincere, Allah will lead you. Allah will help you. Allah will guide you. Allah will be with you. And if you're sincere, meaning you struggle. You cannot be sincere and be doing nothing. No, you are a liar. Sincere meaning struggle. You struggle internal, you struggle external. Is no such a Muslim a negative? Is no such a Muslim a coward? Is no such a Muslim cannot do? No, you have Allah with you. Allah is enough. Allah is sufficient enough for us. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakil is enough. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And no power and no strength without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these two sentences, you can move mountain, but according to how much you believe in them. Any question, any concern about Zakariya or Yahya alayhi salam, or what we said? Any question, any concern? Now, I remember today when sister was telling me, is what about the topic of the journey to Allah? I was talking to one sister before, and I tell her to remind me about the journey to Allah. Now, what do you think? Is Yahya alayhi salam is not enough to give us the journey to Allah? Do you know today, really, if somebody tell me, how I go and start the journey of Allah? Do you know what I tell him? Get out all the love and fear of your heart for everybody except of Allah. This is the first. Because how many of us sleep or do not sleep because the husband, the wife, the daughter, the kids, the job, the money, the car, the house, all connected to material except of Allah. And we supposed to have all this material is a deception done by the devil and a trial from Allah to us. And Allah warned us many times in Quran over and over again, your life is illusion, your life is not real, the hereafter is what is good for you and better. Today when I was coming, I see the airport is full. Many planes is taking off. And I look at the plane and something came in my heart. Everybody traveling, going up to this air, looking for better company. Who going to go is Continental, US Air, which one is Harry class, first class, whatever class. And I said to myself, Brother Ahmed, do you know who going to carry you and carry your soul when you die? Which airline by Allah will take you to Allah? Are you going to be accepted to journey to Allah? Or are you going to be thrown from the earth's sky and you will not be able to even go penetrate? Which angel going to take my soul and going to Allah? The angel of torture or the angel of mercy? The angel of glad tidings or the angel of the hellfire? Is any one of us know? Is anyone preparing this question? Which group he will be taking him? Is me busy try to be doing whatever Allah wants from me? And try to remember Allah the maximum I can? Is me in a state of contentment, whatever Allah give me, and believe Allah is just? Sometimes shaitan coming to me and said, oh, you do not know my situation. I'm living in hell. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Do you know this sentence by itself is, it can lead you to be out of Islam. Because nobody see hell. None of us in hell. All of us in the mercy of Allah. You're still eating, yes. You're still breathing, yes. You're still kicking, yes. You're still sleeping, yes. You have beautiful amount of bounty. whatever, what kind of tragedy and what kind of calamity in your life, you have no problem. The only problem we have and big calamity, when Allah blind our heart and our eyes and our ear. This is a problem. But any another trial, it's just a trial because Allah loves us. And He cut all the means around us to bring us toward Allah. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, remember sincerity, trustful, honesty to Allah. Be in a state of contentment, the maximum you can. And if you can't, ask Allah to give you. And account your minute, don't account your hour. Don't think about tomorrow, think about today. Because once you think about tomorrow, shaitan will deceive you and make you lose today. And if you think about yesterday, shaitan will deceive you. Think about also only today. And if you die today, what are you going to say to Allah? What I accomplished today? What I done today to be closer to Allah more? How much I involved to do my duty between me as a Muslim and Muslim family? And Muslim brother and sister? How much I did for my family and remind them? What kind of a role model I show my kids? And what I give them? What I remind them with? What I feed them today? I'm not talking about food. What story I give them today about Allah? All this I have to really ask myself. What I accomplished today to be closer to Allah more? How much I gained from my time today? And how much I lost today? If what I did today can be accepted from Allah or not, I do not know. How many people sick I visit? How many grave land I visit? How many good deed I try to do? How much charity I try to do? Whatever, every single day I should be involved in something. And most of all, for all of us, remember Allah. Let your heart live with Allah day and night. This is your own castle, the one nobody can penetrate. The more we do dhikr, the more we'll be penetrated toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be safe from our own self and shaitan. Any question, any concern? Is this answer your question, sister, about the journey to Allah? Cut all the means. Cut all the means from your heart, except only one. And if you're honest about that, you will not think about nobody except Allah. You will not worry about Allah. And if you really think and worry about Allah, you think and worry about the deen of Allah in earth and your role in the earth and what you do and what you did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us vision and light and understanding and comprehending and open our heart and open our eyes and open our ear to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want. Allahumma istaghdimna ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين واللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا اللهم إن كنت منزل بأهل الأرض فتنة فاقبض أرواحنا إليك وأنت راض عنا غير فاتنين أو مفتونين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
جزاكم الله كل خير.
والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد إن شاء الله we going to continue couple of point I forget last time. One of the point is I said Zakaria alayhi salam, he married to the sister of Maryam. And another report, he's married to the mother, meaning the sister of mother of Maryam. Let me repeat it again. By this way, it's two reports. Either the wife of Zakaria was the sister of Maryam alayhi salam, the biggest sister, or it is the wife of Zakaria is the sister of the mother of Maryam alayhi salam. Now also is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explained to us what happened in the time when Zakaria makes the dua. And this by itself, it is the only big report about Zakaria. Now, we said is when Zakaria alayhi salam went to the place where Maryam used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a designated place in the side of the masjid. According to some report, is designated place in the side of the masjid, completely separated from the others. And the other thing is, when he used to go to her, he used to find food. This food is fresh, is not belong to the area, and is not belong to the season. And he used to ask, where is that, Maryam? She said, he is, this food is from Allah. Allah provide whom he want without no any means. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. At this moment, Zakaria called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he called him for? He called him for a son. Let's go to what Allah said in Quran about what happened at this moment. And this actually is the beginning of chapter Maryam. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاه يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب إنا يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the beginning of Surah Maryam after the Arabic letter Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. Remember the mercy of your Lord. And this mercy was his own slave Zakaria. When he called Allah, he called him in a silent way, meaning he called him not with a loud voice. Why he called him this way? According to some report, because he was shy. He was shy to ask Allah for something. Because he's as a prophet, he knows whatever is written is the best. By this way, he knew he doesn't have a son. He knew he get almost to old, 200 years. And his wife similar. And his wife never have a children. By this way, all the mean is cut. But he remembers the mercy of Allah. And the ability and the way of Allah, he can do whatever he want. By this way, his dua was not a dua demanding. A dua of mercy to Allah. And also listen to what he said. He said, "Oh my Lord, inni wahana al-'azmu minni, my bone is completely becoming weak. Washta'ala ra'su shayba, and my head is completely like in fire, meaning is completely white all over. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيَّ. And oh Allah, forgive me if my dua to you is not right." And here we have to stop for a moment. Because sometimes we can call Allah for things and it can be a calamity for us. Because we have no right to call Allah for it. This why is recommended to call Allah with the status of istikhara. This is one of the manner. And ask him again. When you are in a complete seclusion. Seclusion. When you are completely in seclusion. And in a humble. And in a manner way. And do not raise your voice with it. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي مِنْ وَرَائِي. I see all the calamity behind me. And my wife never bear children. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. Give me from you a presentative of myself. Because usually he is a messenger. And a messenger, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, messenger and prophet do not inherit their family money and wealth. They inherit them the knowledge of Allah. And one of the ways Zakaria he want the inheritance or the inherited of the revelation. Meaning he want the son to carry the revelation of Allah. He doesn't want a boy to go, keep going and said, "I have a boy." No. He wants a boy for a purpose. For Allah, not for him. He sees a condition. And he wants a man to carry the message. As a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind and to his own family. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ. To inherit from me and from my great father Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. And O Allah, make him among those who are content and belong to you. At this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Zakaria, the angel called him right away, O Zakaria, إِنَّا نُبَشِّرَكُ بِغُلَامٍ اسْمُهُ يَحْيَى. We give you the good news. Allah will give you a boy. And his name is Yahya. Meaning, Allah give him the boy and he give him the name with it. never been before. Not only that, لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةً. We never have somebody like that before. At this moment he said, Oh Rabbi, Oh my Lord, how I can get a boy and my wife in this situation, and I have my situation with my old, you know, years, and I'm very old. He said, this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already, you know, ordained. هو علي هين. This is very easy to Allah. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And I create you before, and you was nothing. Meaning to Allah, do that is not a big deal. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Oh Allah, give me a sign. He said, آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسِ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوَيَّةً. Do not talk to people for 3 days. And he get out of his seclusion in the mihrab, in the place of prayer, and he keep tell people is praise your Lord bukratan wa ashiyya, and make tasbih, make praise to Allah day and night, and thank Allah. And this also is, it tell us, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask him for something and he give it to you, one of the manner is to worship Allah more, to remember Allah more, to thank Allah more. By this way, what we learn in here, we learn the mercy of Allah above any rule, the condition of Allah above any condition. Is no rule or condition, rule and condition only between us. Allah in any time can change it. We learn is we have to be humble and having manner in a time of questioning Allah, and we have to be careful what we question Allah for, and also it has to be for Allah, not for dunya manner or matter. And what else? And also we have to have faith in a time of asking Allah, Allah will accept inshallah according to our faith, yaqeen, Allah will give us. Also is one of the manner of making dua, we make it in silent way, in a silent, humble way. And what else? After making dua, we should be in a state of dhikr and try to do more deed and remember Allah more. This is the main topic Allah mentioned in Quran about Zakariya alayhi salam. And this is the only part I believe I forget, and forgetting in from shaitan and bad manner from shaitan, and whatever in any time in any of my tape I forget, or I say something not in the right way, or I pronounce it right or wrong, or I give the wrong translation, may Allah forgive me, I do not mean it. By this way, any time you see a word is not in the right place, you inshallah, with the will of Allah, you will understand what it means. And I do not mean certain words sometime it come to me by mistake. May Allah forgive me and forgive all those who hear it. And always, if you cannot understand some topic, just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember Allah and understand Allah more. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember who is the doer and who is the owner of all condition and all mean, and building iman and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma arzuqna haqq al-yaqeen wa haqq al-tawakkul wa hubbak wa hubb man yuhibbak wa al-amal ladhi yuqarribna ila hubbik wa tahbib abadika fiik bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.